This is Paul Thiessen with a meditation for this day. I will begin with a poem written by the Irish Franciscan Catholic priest, Brother Richard Hendrick, and he wrote it on March 13, 2020. The poem is entitled Lockdown. Yes, there is fear. Yes, there is isolation. Yes, there is panic buying. Yes, there is sickness. Yes, there is even death. But they say that in Wuhan, after so many years of noise, you can hear the birds again. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but blue and gray and clear. They say that in the streets of Assisi, people are singing to each other. Across the empty squares, keeping their windows open so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of family around them. They say that a hotel in the west of Ireland is offering free meals and delivery to the housebound. Today, a young woman I know is busy spreading flyers with her number throughout the neighborhood so that elders may have someone to call on. Today, churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples are preparing to welcome and shelter the homeless, the sick, the weary. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at neighbors in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality, to how big we really are, to how little control we really have, to what really matters, to love. So we pray and we remember that, yes, there is fear, but there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation, but there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is panic buying, but there does not have to be meanness. Yes, there is sickness, but there does not have to be disease of the soul. Yes, there is even death, but there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live now, today. Breathe. Listen. Behind the factory noises of your panic, the birds are singing again, the sky is clearing, spring is coming, and we are always encompassed by love. Open the windows of your soul, and though you may not be able to touch across the empty square, sing. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you with anxious hearts, but in the knowledge that you love us and want the best for us. We give you thanks for the gift of this day that was not promised to us yesterday. As we enforce social distancing, which prevents us from being in each other's physical presence, we would ask that you grant us a spirit of eagerness to reach out to others with all other means at our disposal. Granted, in doing so, we may alleviate loneliness and shed warmth into the hearts of others. Grant that we may pass the hours of this day in the perfect freedom of your service, and at the eventide we may again give thanks unto you. Lord, in your mercy, grant us peace. Lord, we commend to your gracious keeping all those who are dear to us. Have mercy upon any who are sick, and comfort those in loneliness, pain, anxiety, or sorrow. Awaken all who are careless about eternal things. Bless those who are young and in health, that they may devote the days of their strength unto you. Comfort the aged and infirm, and may the peace of your presence rest upon them. Lord, in your mercy, grant us peace. O God, who art present in every place, we pray that you would protect with your loving care our dear ones who are separated from us, including those in distant cities, provinces, and countries. May your hand direct them and grant them strength for their daily needs. Inspire in them an unwavering faith in you. Lord, in your mercy, grant us peace. Lord, we ask that you would guide and direct all nurses, doctors, physiotherapists, social workers, respiratory therapists, and all other healthcare workers on the front lines of providing care for those stricken with coronavirus at this time in our province and around the world. Grant them a spirit of hope and courage, and guide their decisions as they do all that is needed to care for those whose lives are entrusted to them. Lord, in your mercy, grant us peace. Lord, now send us into this day with a spirit of hope, and grant that we may inspire others to trust in your mercy. Give us true joy in the spirit of being alive. Lord, in your mercy, grant us peace. Amen.